The span of Columbus is large enough to encompass dozens of unique neighborhoods and townships. Listener Grant Krasinowski asked our Curious Steve-O's project about one of those municipalities, Clinton Township, after noticing the township was broken into two discrete parts.
I just was kind of noticed one day randomly on like Google Maps that Clinton Township was even an entity and that it had areas all over the place, and I was just kind of curious as to how that happened.
Clinton Township isn't the only scattered township with meandering borders and unconnected pockets within Columbus. Almost all of these townships exist because of one Columbus mayor, Jack Sensenbrenner, who created a robust annexation policy in an effort to save the city from the suburbs. Local historian Alex Tebben looked into Sensenbrenner's annexation policy for the website Teaching Cleveland.
Sensenbrenner and his team saw what was happening to the other cities in Ohio. At the time, Cincinnati and Cleveland were larger than Columbus, and after the war they saw that residents were leaving the cities for the suburbs, and the cities were losing residents, which meant they were losing taxes, and they were getting kind of cut off by their own suburbs.
Sensenbrenner's solution was to not let these new suburbs use city water and sewers. Suburbs could not connect to city water because of an alleged water shortage. Tebben says the water shortage excuse was completely fabricated.
If there really was a water shortage, they wouldn't be able to expand into new territories anyway, so they were just using that as an excuse to cut off future suburbs using city water.
If a new development needed or wanted city water, they had to play ball and be annexed. That meant instead of having a large, sprawling suburban area with Columbus as a kernel in the middle, the entirety of the metro area would be marked as within city limits. Sensenbrenner lost his next bid for mayor, but won again in 1964 and continued growing Columbus.
By the time Sensenbrenner was done with his final term in 72, Columbus had more than quadrupled in size from what it was in 1950.
Clinton Township trustee John Coniglio explains that not everybody needed to annex.
The only places that aren't really left, that aren't annexed, the places that have water or already have water.
The middle section of the original Clinton Township was annexed to Columbus so they could be connected to city water. That left the remaining parts of the township divided in two. What remains of Clinton Township is independent of Columbus. Coniglio says independence comes with some perks.
Our streets are always plowed during snowstorms. Whenever there's a problem, they've got somebody they can call to try to help them out. And they usually get quick service.
Mayor Sensenbrenner used access to city water to expand Columbus's borders, but today Columbus is far less aggressive. According to Kevin Wheeler, administrator of the Columbus Department of Development's Planning Division, the city only annexes about 100 acres a year. Wheeler says small areas are annexed when a business or residents want to be connected to city water.
People approach the city for annexation for a number of reasons. It is, generally speaking, for access to city services. And that may be an existing development that would like to have access to the city's water, sewer, refuse collection, and other services.
Coniglio thinks that places like Clinton Township will at some point join Columbus, but there isn't a rush. Annexing is not on top of Coniglio's list or Columbus's.
No, we don't get a push from the city of Columbus to annex. I think that in the end they know that they'll probably get most of us or all of us in the end.
Dan Timmerman, WOSU News.